Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Please sit up in heavenly places. Amen. Wow, are you excited to be in church this morning? I perceive that some people already came with questions without even hearing the message. You already have questions. Amen. Okay, this is our first Minister's Conference in 20 Days of Glory. We have never had a Minister's Conference in 20 Days of Glory. And that's to show you that we're preparing to raise people. And we decide not to do it just to ourselves. We also threw the invitation out and encourage everyone to come around who wants to be, who wants to learn one thing or the other. We're all learning. Everyone is growing. Amen. Everyone is growing. People still, people who run ministries that are 25, 30, 35 years still attend conferences. Are we here together? And it is because you are supposed to be a learner for life till you die. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? You're supposed to be a learner for life. As soon as you stop learning, you will not be in touch with the realities of what's happening in any field. Medicine, law, business, whatever it is that you're doing, as soon as you stop learning, you will not be in touch with the realities that are available for that season, and it would definitely affect everything that you're doing. Are we here together? Okay, so please just pay attention this morning. We'll have this first session. We'll have the second session. Then we'll have a question and answer session. So every question you want to ask, I believe you fall into one session or the other. The first session I'll be taking now. The second session, Apostle Femi will be taking. Then the third session, three of us will be sitting together to answer questions. Yes, I think someone who's married to a pastor for 8 years has some things to share with you. So I think my wife will want to share a few things also during the question and answer sessions. Amen. First of all, I want to tell you that ministry is not pastoring. I started by saying that yesterday. Please just listen to me. If you have pastor friends, you want them to connect, or ministers who run one ministry or the other, you want them to connect, you can send a link to them so that they can be part of it. I have so much to say, but I'm just looking at the time. It's actually quite short. Ministry is not pastoring a church. The reason is because many people pastor church to feed. They just want to get fed. That's their shop, like their business center. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Ministry is not preaching. Many people just want to show their oratory, their ability to speak and express themselves. And some other people, they want to preach because they have issues with one doctrine or the other. So they just want to do what we call doctrinal expressions. So ministry is not really about preaching. Do we understand that? Ministry is not opening a church. It's not a supermarket. Ministry is not singing on various platforms around the world. That would be private business. You hear what I just said? Ministry is not about singing on various platforms around the world. That will be private business. There is more to what ministry is. Ministry is not growing a media handle and getting followers and increasing your influence on YouTube, getting paid and feeling fly. That is not ministry. Is it wrong to have a media handle? No. Is it wrong to have followers? No. Is it wrong to get people? Yes. No, there's nothing wrong with that. But the question will now be, what is your motivation? The first thing when you want to consider ministry, because ministry is service. Ministry is service unto God. So when you want to serve God, you must be able to ask yourself, what's my motivation? What's driving me? Very important. Ministry is not about printing flyers and starting online or on-site prayer groups. It's trending. Everybody's doing something. Many have started and they have closed. Many are now stuck because they don't know how to close. It's difficult. So they just start delegating to everybody they can delegate to while they move on with their lives. If you start what God has not asked you to do, frustration will set in. So what's your motivation? Why are you doing it? Ministry is service to God, motivated by a heart of love for Jesus and passion for souls. Ministry is service to God, motivated by a heart of love for Jesus and a passion for souls. You see that not everybody will appear for a conference that asks, when you talk about ministry, the reason is because if we didn't even tell many people that just attend, they would not know that. Some people just feel like, it's a ministry. No. Because they are not thinking about that. They are thinking about how to a minister, somebody who's running a church and all that. I'll talk about that personally. I'll talk about church, ministries and all that. But I want you to have a good understanding so that you will not miss it. Are we here together? Yes, yeah, so just listen to me. I'm just teaching. So I'm just going to be very calm as much as I can. So to reveal Jesus, to make him known and help men become like him. That is the essence of ministry. To reveal Jesus, make him known and help men become like him. Christianity, Christ-like. You know, yesterday while my wife was speaking, she said, you are not Christian enough. And somebody can pick that and say, what do you mean by that? How can somebody that is born again not Christian enough? We're talking about character. You are not Christ-like enough. You're not looking like Christ. You know, Mahatma Gandhi said after living with a Christian family, he said, I love your Christ, but not you Christians, for you Christians do not look like your Christ. He had read the New Testament so much, he wanted to be converted, but the Christian family he stayed with, they were not acting what he was reading. They were not looking like, he said to himself, no, he died a Buddhist. I don't know what he will ask those family when they, from heaven, maybe there'll be a space if they are there, I don't know, you know. But that was what he said. He said, for you Christians are not like your Christ. In other words, you are not showing the lifestyle of your Christ. Whatever you are saying about this, your Christ, 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 I'm not seeing it in you. I'm not seeing it in you. You claim to follow this man, but you do not look like this man. And that's a big problem. Why are you starting a prayer group? Why do you want online influence? Why are you starting a WhatsApp teaching platform to criticize something that somebody else that is saying? So you see, a lot of people are very confused. And that's why they will never go far. Am I communicating? Yes. So anything done to advance the kingdom of God and save the unsaved without a personal desire to be seen and known is ministry. Today's generation is see me, know me. I need to post myself. I need to do my flyer. I need to put my picture. And you know, that's a big level of deception because we live in a world where everybody wants to be seen. See me, I'm the one. So you want to be at the center of the show. The issue is not about being at the center of the show. In fact, at a particular point, people are pushed themselves at the center of the show. When they lose relevance, they withdraw themselves. Because it's not easy to be there again when you are not relevant, but you cannot, you know you're not doing anything again, so you just drag yourself out. The question will be, who sent you? Are we here together? Mary was a minister. Her ministry was to carry Jesus. That was a major part of her ministry. And by the time she was done carrying Jesus, she didn't stop there. She kept following him. She carried him, gave birth to him, waited for him to grow, and kept following him. She didn't preach on any pulpit. She didn't organize prayer meeting for anybody. She followed the apostles and was with them for all the prayer meetings they were going. Everything she did to support Jesus in his ministry. The mother. I want you to have a better understanding of what ministry is about. So that you're not confused. Ushering is a ministry. Intercession is a ministry. Sanctuary keeping can be a ministry. Your secular job can be a ministry. If the purpose is to advance the kingdom and get souls to come to Jesus. In fact, you are first a Christian and a minister before a businessman. You are first a Christian and a minister of Jesus Christ before whatever career, before an engineer, before a lawyer, before an HR, before whatever you call the thing. You are first a Christian than a minister because we do the work of ministry. Are we here together? Yes, if you read the book of Ephesians, it talked about that. Ephesians. Talking about the fact that he gave to some pastors, apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists for the edification of the saints so that they will do the work of the ministry. Look at it now. Can we go for equipping of the saints rather? Go to verse 10. Go to verse 10. And he himself, and he who ascended also is the one who descended far above all the heavens that he might fill all things. And he gave to some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. Why? For the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. Equipping of the saints for the work of ministry. In other words, the saints are supposed to do the work of what? Ministry. The saints are supposed to do the work of what? Ministry. The pastors are supposed to do the work of equipping the saints for ministry. So the real people doing ministry are who? Saints. So when we call ministers' conference, who are the people that are supposed to attend? Saints. Of which the pastor himself is part of. Do you understand what I'm saying here now? But you see, there's a big problem because a lot of people are churchgoers. They do not have understanding of what it means to use their gifts, their talents, their skills, their profession as a pulpit. So people are looking for pulpits. Everybody just wants a microphone. Oh, brothers and sisters, I didn't have to look for a microphone. Preaching from, preaching from Colinton to Oshodi. I was staying around that area with my uncle then. So from that place to Oshodi, before I get to school, in Bobby College, Java those days, was pulpits for me. I got born again secondary school, so I started preaching from then. I didn't have to wait till I have to get somebody to give me opportunity to preach somewhere. And like, I don't need it. The reason you hear a lot of people drag for pulpits is because they are very senseless. They are full of pride. I preach in the bus and people give me money without asking for offerings. I'll be embarrassed. Like, no, sir. They say, no, take it. Ah, you're wearing uniform, you're going to school. Take. Ah, what kind of embarrassment is this? Because every time somebody preached in the bus and asked for money, I felt like, if you know you need money, just tell us what you need. That's how I felt. So doing it and giving it was strange to me. You know, but people would stop at my bus stop and follow me. Some would squeeze it into my pocket those days, and I can't throw it away now. Of course. I wouldn't throw it away, you know, it won't be wise. Amen. So what am I trying to say here? Ministry is something that every one of us must understand that we're called to do. Your secular job can be ministry, your business can be ministry, your career, your marriage can be ministry. In fact, that is where I want you to be very intentional. I want you to be very intentional about that. I am raising children that will serve the Lord. I am marrying a woman so that we can be in church together. We can be in ushering department, prayer department. We can work together. First, at that level. If you start thinking that way, it will determine who you will marry. Those who are married, you must start asking yourself, what will I do with these ministers in my house? Every child is a minister. You must have that understanding that every single child God has given to you is a minister. It is your duty to... What an honor. What an honor it is for God to give you the privilege to train the next generation of ministers. And you want to leave the work to Children's Church alone? You want to leave the work to the church to do all the trainings? No! Your family has to be the number one point. Ministry starts there. How do we make the work of God easier for our man of God? How do we make sure that we advance the work of the ministry? How do we push things? You must be thinking that way. How many of us, if I call business people that are here now, and or career people that are here, and ask them, why are you doing the business you're doing? Why do you wake up in the morning and you go to that job? Why? Why? Somebody wants to try. You want to try. Anybody wants to try? Why are you doing your job? Why do you wake up in the morning, 8 a.m., leave your house at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m., depending on when you leave? Why are you working? Nobody's ready to talk.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so in my former job, when I got, I've been working before, so I didn't understand what it means to hop on a job and tell them about who you are. So when I started attending PTCC, that was when I got the clarification. So my previous job that I left, when I got onto the job, started working, I discovered that there was another brother there that was a Christian. So I needed to build that relationship. So at times we talk about ministry. We talk about
I didn't say to preach back to me. Why were you doing the job?
The reason why I was doing the job.
5 words.
Was because I wanted them to see that I am a representative of a Christendom. Yes.
Okay, yeah. You try. Let me change it. Why are you making money? Why? Why are you making... You are going to the job because of money. Is that not? Why are you making that money? Why are you making the money? Eh? To have a good life, is that not? Buy car, is that not? Have a good house, is that not? Marry a good wife, is that not? Marry and be okay. Yes. You have become of all men most miserable. That's the beginning of misery in life. That's the highest, that's the foolishness. Because we do not copy the things that we see from scripture. So you see people wake up in the morning, they are hustling for their life. They fail to understand that they are ministers. That job, that work, God is giving you a privilege and opportunity to go out and work so that you can make money and help people and push the work of the ministry. That's why. And if it looks like we're selfish, you see that why I'm saying what I'm saying now. Nobody has ever forced you against your will to give anything. Is that not? But I want you to understand why you are here. If you understand that, it will be different. If you understand that, it will be very different. The way you think will be different. There are many things in your life that you will never have to ask for. God will be covering it. You're working. Many people work all their life and you see how they complain. They don't understand ministry. Because ministry is service. And you want to use your life to serve God. How will I use my life to serve God without my resources? Life is measured in a unit called time. Time is life. And with time, you make money. True or false? You need to have that understanding. With time, I make money. Time is life. The measurement of life is time. So every time I take my life and I give it to my organization, they give me what in turn? Money. When I get that money, that my money is my what? Life. Don't you understand what I'm saying here now? That your money is your what? So what do you use your life to do? Buy chairs. Buy house. Buy shawarma. Oh, that money is your life. You didn't see it that way before. You didn't see it that way. Your salary is your what? Yes, your time, your lifetime was paid for. So what are you going to use it for? Hope I'm not causing problems this morning. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28. I don't know if that's exactly what I want to read, but let's look at it. Let's look at it. Ephesians 4 28. Just put it very fast. Let him who steals steal no more. Rather, let him labor, working with his own hands, that which is good, that he may have something to do what? So he should go and work so that he will have something to do what? Because in the New Testament church, what they were doing basically was everybody was bringing what they had so that they will share. They were not buying land to build church. They were not running administrative things like we're doing. So the basic thing is feeding. Everybody should eat. That was the basic for them. They send money to people who are in other places who are suffering because Christians were being persecuted and criticized and, you know, like that. So they told people who were stealing to go and work so that when you finish working, bring the money to church. That's what they taught them. And they were bringing it to the apostles' feet, true or false. And they were doing what? Ministry. Were they printing flyers? Did they have prayer platform? They do conference, but they were using their money to do what? Ministry. So that you can understand that all of us are actually doing what? Ministry. So you must know your path in ministry. You must understand your path. You must understand it, or else you just discover that you have become a very greedy, selfish, self-centered person. May God help us not to be like that in the name of Jesus. Yes. So some who should be head of media in a church have started church. Some who should be teens department leaders have started church. Some who should have been sent to start churches are scared because they want to make enough money so that they can sponsor God. They're scared. I can't go. I know myself. I want to be very rich. When I'm very rich, I will now know how to do this work of God. You cannot sponsor God. Who are you? One person. I've seen churches, one man, his friend was a politician and got into power and, you know, gave him a lot of contracts. And he built one big church. Brothers and sisters, the church can sit 500. The members are now up to 45. The church is up to 20 years. He built church for Jesus with a motive to be the pastor. Maybe it's another source of income, investment. May God help us in Jesus' name. I want to be the number one businessman. I'll be a strong businessman. I will now pioneer the ministry. I'll do it. Listen, you came late. There are people that have been doing that kind of idea before you. There's nothing wrong with doing business and using your money to serve God. But with the mindset that you are sponsoring God, you will fail. Am I causing a problem? Businessman. Some people are so busy. They run church. They go out from morning to night, run their business, run everything that they are doing. Listen, if you are the pioneer of a work and you do that, it will not make much sense. It will be very difficult to run this work. You must understand how these things work. And a lot of people usually say things like, lazy people, when they are lazy, they don't say they want to be pastor. Right? If pastor is easy, please come. I know where I can send you to. There's no problem. Come, let's do it together. We are brothers in the Lord. Abby? He says, just come, let's do it. We'll give you a microphone. Abby? May God help us in the name of Jesus. After I've made enough money to sponsor the work, I will now come into ministry. That's what they think. You cannot sponsor God. God always wants the work to be sponsored by people together. So don't have the mindset that before I will go on any mindset, if my pastor sends me, I will tell him, no, I want to work very well. When I work very well, so that I will not go and suffer there. So I will work. You will be waiting to work. Money is never enough. For the next 30 years, you will not have gathered money. By that time, your youthful life that God wants would have been wasted. You will now give God life, half life. Are you offended? Don't be offended. God wants the first. And I told you, God wants the first. And many of us that were not privileged to give God the first, give him the rest. Did you hear what I just said? Yes. We were not privileged to give God the first. 10 to 25, you didn't give it to God. 25 to 45, you didn't give it to God. Just hand over the rest. In fact, you should be 10 times active. Everything you can do with your life now, because that's just the rest. But God actually always wants, he said, honor God with your substance, with the first fruits. The first part of your life, that's it. And that's what God wants. Because he will do more with it. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? He will do more with it, and he wants it. May God help us in the name of Jesus. So let's jump quick, because of time, into mistakes young ministers make. I've told you now, though, all of us are doing ministry, is that not? So when you go to work and you come back, you should consider that your salary is for ministry, is that not? You didn't say yes, sir. This message has not entered. When you finish your business, what is the money for? I didn't say it's for church. It's for what? So church does what? Ministry. What we do is ministry. Do you understand what I'm saying now? And you have to be careful, because there are actually criminals that claim to be holding the money for church, but it's the pastor's personal money. I'll get there, I'll share with you. Let's do very fast. Mistakes young ministers make. Especially, I'm addressing mistakes of young ministers specifically. And some other ministers have made the mistake. That's why they are where they are already. So those ones might need cure or to readjust. Am I making sense here right now? Yes. Number one mistake many ministers make is fear of starting early. Never be afraid to start early. Jesus wants your youth. Medical doctors start after graduation. Lawyers start after graduation. Teachers start after graduation. Engineers start after graduation. They apply in organizations and they get trained and they are sent to start work. I don't think I am ready is not the mindset you must have, because you just wake up to realize that you don't have the time anymore. It says, remember now your creator in the days of your world, your youth. So somebody graduates from school of medicine at the age of 27 and say, I cannot see human body now. When I'm like 60, I'm mature to look at human beings. I'll announce that. Are you okay? Many years back, when we do our programs and take our flyers, say, this small boy pastor, I cannot come to church. That's the same thing they said about Jesus. How old was Jesus? 30 when he started. So they would have seen, they didn't have flyers then. So when they also say, see how this old papa, then they follow this small boy. You see that boy they do? That is how it has always been. So number one mistake you will make in your life is to wait and prolong and prolong and prolong. When I gather money, when I do this, when I... No! Remember now your creator in your youth. Remember what I said, ministry, 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 ministry. Ministry can be God leading us to say, okay, we want to start a church, we want to be sent. It can also be serving in the house of God. Early, early. Don't wait. Don't say, when I have achieved so thing, I will now start. That's the number one mistake you can make with your life. Because when you start serving God early enough, you will know the placement. Your giftings will express itself. Then you will know where exactly God wants you to be. Over time, you will know where God wants you to be. Am I communicating here now? Yes, so many people have the fear. The fear, Lamentation chapter 3, verse 27 to 28. It is better for a man to bear his yoke in his what? Youth. Lamentation. It is good for a man to bear the yoke in his what? Youth. Good for you to bear your yoke in your youth. Good, because yoke is heavy. Somebody say yoke is heavy. Yoke is actually heavy. But Jesus Christ said his own yoke is light. It's not too heavy. It's light. The yoke of Jesus is light. Oh, but you will die for the cause of Jesus. It's light. It's very light. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 6. Jeremiah said, God, I am a small boy. And God said, don't say that. Look at the Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 6. Look at what it says. Ah! Then I said, ah! Lord, God, behold, I cannot speak. I am a what? I'm a youth. See what God said to him. Go ahead, go ahead. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not say that I am a youth. Do not say that I am a youth. Do not say that I am a youth. Whatever I command you is what you will speak. Yes, I became youth president in the church at 18 or something. I was the president of the youth church. Yes, my elder sister was preparing to get married, so they handed over to me. So I became the president of the youth. And that's where somebody else in teen's church is still struggling to cram 25 verses. I had had over 100 and something in my brain already, hot, at 16, 17. These things don't just happen like that. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? You must prepare your life. If God did not call me to be my pastor, I'll be a very useful brother in the church. There, I'll be super useful. Hey! I've done children's church. Before I began, I've done children's church. I've done youth church. I've played drum set. I've joined choir. I've done... What have I not done? I started learning keyboard. When the keyboard did not enter my head, I joined. You know, some things cannot enter. You refuse to enter. You just find your place. I played the keyboard, it was not entering very well. So my younger brother started playing it more than me. So they pushed him to the keyboard, and I moved to the drum set. And I started playing drum set. From playing drum set, somehow they needed somebody to assist in children's church. I joined children's church. They needed somebody to take over youth church. I joined youth church. They needed somebody to serve as usher. Stand up as usher. I used to lead choir. I was the head of our ecclesia, our first ecclesia. I was here. They'll be inviting us for, you know, all this praise night where you go and show your star. Spirits of person. Everybody rise up. Brothers and sisters, even when I'm not sure I had voice that time, sir. But I was using it. Anything I had is what I was what? I was using. I'm not ready. I cannot. You waste your productive years. Every single step was an experience for me. I was learning. I was building muscles. I gave all my life to it. I did my first crusade at the age of 19. On the street, I didn't ask for any of this. I beg. They gave us amplifier and generator. I passed my neighbor. I started doing my crusade. You see what I'm saying here? Morning cry, morning cry, morning cry, morning cry. By the time I was 21, 22, I was already active with morning cry. What is morning cry? Morning cry is small children's work now. Preaching in the bus from secondary school. Ministry. Somebody say ministry. Yeah, I don't know the definition of ministry that some people have. So let me just help you so that you understand. So the fear of starting early is the number one mistake you make. Number two, unwillingness to be trained and taught by anybody. There are a lot of young ministers, they don't want to be trained and taught. They are independent. They have what we call an independent spirit. Nobody should teach me. Nobody should train me. I know it all. I follow a YouTube mentor. Hey, YouTube mentor only is what you are following. You should enter YouTube. How can you just follow YouTube? You must get somebody direct that can talk to somebody who knows your character. Does YouTube mentor know your character? Does YouTube mentor know that you have mouth odor? Does YouTube mentor know that you don't dress very well? Does YouTube mentor know that you talk like a rash person? Does YouTube mentor know that you lack sense of excellence? Brothers and sisters, you need a physical person in your life. Somebody that is saying, why are you acting like this? You say, it's okay. You say, it's okay like this. No. This one will not make your destiny okay. You need somebody who can talk. You see, not everybody has the spirit of a father. You know, there are some things some people see. They're elderly people, but they overlook it. No, a father will tell you. Those days we are doing our program. A girl sits anyhow. So close your belly, close your leg. I've been a father a long time. I say, close your leg, why are you opening it? He said, you see everything you must. I don't have wife that time now. If I have wife, I can send my wife now. I didn't have wife that time, so do not want to destroy my life. I said, I was my wife, I was my husband, I was my everything. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Everything I needed to say, I will say it. I will say it because I know that if I don't say it, that person will be wrong for life. I may not be thought. I might be even embarrassed somewhere else. Am I communicating here? Yes. Be willing to train. Elisha was trained by Elijah. Do you know Elisha did not know he was going to do ministry? He did not know there was anything called doing ministry. He was just following them, the school of the sons of the prophet. There were plenty, all of them. They were just following boss. You know all those Chinese movies you watch where there is this Ching Chong leader? Everybody now follows you. That's how they were following. So nobody knows whether he's going to be anything. No. All of them just know that when master dies, somebody will emerge. Is that not? That's how they were following. And other guys were making noise. Elisha said, wherever you go, I will go. Where you die, I will die. Whatever you do, I will do. It was the same spirit that Joshua had. Joshua was following and was trained. Nobody should sit down somewhere and say, nobody can train me. It's pride. When you feel nobody can talk to you, nobody can tell you anything, nobody can train you. When I started early in ministry then, I usually would go and visit Evangelist KG from time to time and listen to some things, and he would tell me things, see this. Then, because it was the person I had, I knew at that time. So I listen to him, and till tomorrow, I will still have to call him once in a while. I have gist that I seem to have maybe a congregation that is larger does not make any difference. Your mentor is your mentor. Your results does not change the fact that somebody is your boss. Yeah. After all, why did he train you? So that you'll be better. So I cannot ask that man question again. He's now small. He's below me. Hey, the beginning of your downfall. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Nobody will fall in the name of Jesus. Settle in a local church or with a mentor and be trained for ministry. Traders are trained. Engineers are trained. Doctors are trained. Lawyers are trained. Why should people now say they are pastors? They are not trained. That's why when I decided I was going to do ministry, I wanted to be trained. I wanted to understand what this thing is about. Trained. Some people don't want to do ministry. I've registered for school of ministry. They will not register. It's too expensive. Go and sell your bag, sell your shoes, sell your clothes. Cut your hair and donate it and let them give you money. It will soon grow. Is he looking too serious? That is the price. That is the cost. It might be expensive, but you do it all. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? It might be expensive, but you have to do it. Don't cut your hair. You cut your hair and they use it for something. Yes, Hebrews chapter 5, verse 4, NLT. Please put NLT for me. It says, and no one can become a high priest simply because he wants such an honor. He must be called by God for the work, just as Aaron. Now, let me explain this to you. What I'm trying to say here is that submit yourself to training. Now, during the course of the training, everybody cannot just wake up and say, I want to be a pastor. You must be called, though. No man taketh this honor upon himself, except he's called. To pioneer a work, you need a clear call. To pioneer a work under a ministry, you don't need any call. Anywhere I send you, go. My grace will cover for you, work. Independent people say, pastor, I cannot go. God has not led me. I'm sending you, say God has not led you. Where are you? Are you okay? You are not okay. When I sent you to be Sunday school teacher, you went. When I sent you to be prayer leader, you went. When I sent you to be men's leader, you went. When I sent you to pastor the church, say God has not called you. The person is not okay. That's an independent spirit. That's the spirit that's independent. God doesn't have to call you for that. You follow the called person, he gives you an assignment. But if God will call you for something separate, you must hear it clear. If you do it by yourself, you come back, you suffer. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Am I making it very clear to somebody here? Yes. So nobody just decides any day that I like it. No, simply because he wants such an honor. Simply because I want to be called a pastor. Simply because I want to be called No, they don't do that. You can do that for your career. You like to be an engineer, you go register. But you want to be pastor. You don't like to be a pastor just like that. In fact, he gave conditions. If any man desires the office of a bishop. So if you even say you desire it, come and see the conditions. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? That's why even the person who is sending somebody who should have trained people. Am I making sense here now? Or just you send somebody that is not trained, they can die before their time. You send an untrained soldier to war, you kill the person. True or false? That's why we say people should submit to what? Training. Their life is hard for many pastors and ministers today. They did not submit to training. That's why. What you cannot see, if you stand on the shoulder of fathers, fathers will give you feather. You will see far. You will fly. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Number three, time. You don't start a ministry because you discovered a new revelation as you are studying the Bible or with intention to correct your spiritual father's error. There are many people who start a ministry like that. This man, no. So I have intention to correct what this man of God is saying. So let me go and start my own. So I'll open Telegram page. Brothers and sisters, it will soon fade because what you are trying to correct, many people have been correcting different things since generation. When they correct a little bit, they get tired, they will stop. Do you know that those are the times where they were having message, different message passing? Some people, when it was deliverance message, some people opened their church that time. The name of the church was Assistant of Deliverance International Ministry. Because deliverance was raining. Mountain of Deliverance and Prayer Ministry. They had to copy somebody's own. They will not put their own. They will not come out to say, Height of Zion, something, Deliverance Ministry. Everything. When Grace started raining, ministry, Grace Top Ministry, Grace of the Wave Ministry, Grace of the People Ministry, because Grace was raining. So they wanted everybody to come and join Grace Ministry. So everything they want to start is what? Grace. Brothers and sisters, God is not a God of vogue and seasons. These things have been happening before. They will soon expire. Does anybody understand what I'm saying now? During the wave of prayer, people started ministry and they call it prayer, top of the mountain ministry. By the time God pushed them into the core of their calling and they became teachers, they could not turn it to teaching assembly ministry again. May God help us in the name of Jesus. Yeah, so you can't just open the ministry because you found a new revelation. You read something in the Bible, just because I caught it. That's my new revelation. Who sent you? Catch the revelation. Let it bless your life. Become an example of that revelation before you start talking. Let's be sure that God is asking you that is it. Many people give name to anything. Just give name to anything. Somebody came to me sometime, wanted to do a program. I say, I want to give a name. I say, don't give it any name. Call it your name and friends. It's okay because you don't know what it's going to be. Whatever you're doing, you don't know what's going to be. By the time you put one name now and say something, gathering, assembly or something, and you're not doing it again, ministry is a cooler way. But by the time you say Aditayo and friends and we organize a program, it's okay. Abi, we can do friends today and not do friends tomorrow. You understand what I'm saying here now? But by the time you call it one ministry name, you for life, it is there. You don't know what to do again. People now say, started one thing like that, but he has failed. But if his friends know, they say, we did one thing together. Is anybody getting some sense from what I'm saying? So be wise. Don't start a ministry because you discovered a new revelation, or you were studying, or you are trying to correct the error of your senior pastor. The person that trained you, the pastor's message, you want to correct the man of God. I'm going to correct him. I'm going to show him what ministry is about. Brothers and sisters, you cannot show anybody. And some other people, I'll put this as a B under this B. Delving into unpopular doctrinal issues. You're a music minister, be singing. Stop preaching what nobody sent you. Start preaching another thing. They will not bring you again. Your ministry will close. If you are called to preach, preach. If you are called to sing, sing. Is everybody getting what I'm saying here now? I've seen some music ministers on Facebook. Before you know, they started diving into doctrine, arguing things with people everywhere. Before you know, nobody's calling them again. Before you know it, they have expired. And maybe God has a global ministry for that person. Stop arguing on Facebook. Stop arguing. You know you're a music minister. You're following people to argue on Facebook. Come on, invite them more. Church, woman, close. Cannot have hope again. Stop arguing nonsense. There are some things you see, you just keep quiet. The bride, a man of God does not strive. Keep it to yourself. If you have people that you want to mentor on it, mentor them. Don't go and start shouting everywhere in the public or else you shut the door against yourself. Is anybody coming up saying this morning? Am I communicating now? So delving into unpopular, controversial, doctrinal issues. Teachers, I'm a teacher of the word of God. Don't attack anyone. Don't attack anybody. Have you seen me attack people? I don't have that time. There are many people, also, that's what they sell on their Facebook page, on their YouTube page. The opposite. Another attack. Now, anybody who attacks people one day will be attacked. And the day his own attack comes, it will not last. It's better people are attacking me and not attack anybody. Are you going to say it now? But by the time you start a ministry of attack, there are many attackers. You know what? You are an attacker. They are defenders. They are waiting for you. When a serious defender hooks you, will attack you too. And by the time you know it, you will not play football again. Your career has expired. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? As simple as the things that I'm sharing, please pay attention to them. Please pay attention. Don't start a ministry by teaching a controversial topic. God is calling you to ministry. You want to pick a controversial issue, and that's what you're going to be talking about. Forget it. Some people will use the wave of the moment to fly high. Sir, after that wave goes, they will come down. You get to start a work because God has given you a word. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. We have not followed the things that are reigning. We are not following the things that are common and popular. We are following what God has given to us as a word. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Number four, deviating and following the vogue. I said that already. Stay on the word of God that he gave you. Don't deviate to every new wind of doctrine. Wisdom teaching is in vogue. You say, I'm a wisdom teacher. Grace is in vogue. I'm a grace teacher. Faith is in vogue. I'm a faith teacher. Please stop that rubbish. Stay at the center. Let every man abide in his word calling. Everybody should abide in their calling. Many young ministers make that mistake. So they follow. Today they do this. Tomorrow they do that. After many years, you don't know what they are doing again. You are confused. Stay. I've been talking about this same thing. I've been talking about for as much as I just checked the calendar today and I discovered that I've been preaching for 17 years. I was like, I removed 2 years. Let's say that 2 years was not part of it. 2004, 2005. Let's say it was not part of it. Yes. Let's say I started 2006. 2006 till today is how many years? 17 years. I still have my messages on purpose, life management teachings, presence of God, power of God. I know what I decided to stay on, what God asked me to stay on. And that's where I've been. There will be messages that will fly like this, where they're flying. Everybody said it, I said, everybody can continue. That's not where I am. I will stay on my assignment. And it gets better when you stay on your assignment. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Very good. Number five, private ownership of ministry. Many young ministers start with the mindset of private ownership. They want to own the ministry. They don't understand financial stewardship. All things belong to God. I'm just what? A steward. Stewards are caretakers. Those who will eventually give account of what God has put in your hand. You eventually give account of what God has put in your hand. That's why we say many things are private business for people. Many people are opening churches, supermarkets that they open. Supermarkets, prime marts, that's what they open. Why? Because they have an understanding of private ownership. So you hear them saying things like, my church. I have never said my church. I will never say my church. The day it becomes your church, you will carry all the load. You will die before your time. My church. My church. This my church is growing. This my church is doing well. Jesus does not sponsor your church. He sponsors his church. Matthew chapter 16 verse 16, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not do what? Prevail. Many young ministers make that mistake. They want to go to ministry because it will be their own, their personal property, their own private thing. God builds his work and not your work. You cannot sponsor the church of Jesus Christ. Don't borrow to sponsor any church. You can give all you have, but don't borrow to sponsor the ministry because you want it to grow by force. So you borrow, you go to Okash. Okash, one day on Sunday morning, they'll come and carry you. Don't do that. It's not your church. I cannot take money from my personal disbursement from the church. It is not my money. Yes. Oh, why have you not changed your car? I don't have the money to change the car now. With this kind of church, the church money is not my money. Is it your money? Is it my money? Are you okay? You want to put me in trouble? But some people, they put, I went to preach somebody in Abuja or something, and the guy, from offering, just deep hand from offering, oh, let's go buy, we're going to fast food. I said, I will eat the fast food. You'll bear the consequences. Me, I will eat. Am I the one that said it? I'm hungry. I will eat. You will bear the consequence of putting your hand just like that and thinking, you have not calculated the amount. You don't know the record. You don't know which one is light, whatever. And you just put it, we go and eat. And they bought chairman size pizza for me. I hate pizza. I can eat pizza and God will be displeased with him. Many foolish things that young people will do. Because they have not been properly trained. Nobody taught them. Yes, you have money in your accounts. I don't have money. It's not my account. He said, there's plenty of money in church account. Let's do it. I said, is it your, for my personal thing, is it your? I give offering from my own money. I give tithes from my own money. Do you understand what I'm saying now? When I get a seed, it's my money. I usually will ask, is it my own or church own? They say, it's my own. I say, glory to God. A laborer is worthy of his what? Wages. He said, I want to give to God. You now send it to my account. You want to give to God? Am I God? How can you give to God and put it in my account? If you want to give to God, put it in church account. If I want to bless the man and the boy of God, you can put it in my account. Are you getting the difference here now? Yes. You don't go ahead and say, I like that shoe. Hello, finance, buy the shoe for me. I like that suit. Buy the suit for me. Madness will soon enter. Many people have started ministry light and they've collapsed. Some people will do it initially, look as if they're flying. Watch them, they won't last long. Don't go that way. That is the way of Gehazi. May you not go that way in the name of Jesus. I remember recently we're doing a particular thing, and while we're doing the thing, money was sent to buy some things for me. And when the money was sent to buy some things for me, the money was not enough. Let me give you an instance. I was supposed to buy a suit of 65,000 naira. And for 3 years, my wardrobe allowance is 100,000 naira for the past 3 years. The suit is 65,000 naira. Shoe is like 45,000 naira. So I reached out to finance and I laughed. I said, okay. I reached out and I said, oh, the suit is 65,000 naira. Favor my pikin here. The small girl, if you see the response, she responded. I just said, well, no problem. It's well with you. She said, sir, that is the money we have now. Yeah. Tebafera suit meta. Hello, what would Tebafera suit? She didn't say that, but she said, that's the money we have now, sir. Maybe subsequently. Do you know what? Ordinary that would have said, shh. Send it. And she would have said, yes, sir. As soon as she says the yes, sir, God will be on my side and say, send it. Send it. Send it. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Because that's not mine to take. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Guess what I did? I bought the things I wanted to buy beyond and above the money that was sent from my personal purse. It must not be from that purse. Jesus never held the purse of his ministry. Judas was holding it. Even when Judas was stealing, Jesus left it with him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Never. When they wanted to pay tax, Jesus Christ told Peter, go on. Because I don't hold this money. I'm not carrying our purse. Good morning, man of God. God bless you, sir. Can you celebrate God's servant this morning? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. So the church is not my personal investment. I'm working on my own investment. I want to do my own business. I'm starting my own business. Church is not my business. You want to start church and your mindset is that you want to start your business. Business center. Paul and Silas organization. Can you imagine? Is it ShopRite? Now that's the mindset a lot of young people are coming to ministry with. Because you see this shoe. I'm wearing a shoe. Somebody has gone online to check my shoe now. Is it that shoe? Maybe it's at 41,000. Hey, that man will go get money like this. Ha! Hey, look at the other hall. It's 700 naira times 700 naira. Ah, madness! Madness is about to enter his head, because that calculation is what will put him into danger of his life. For the love of money, they have pierced themselves with many sorrows. Many sorrows. If I show you my shoes, somebody say, "Ah, Papa wears nice shoes." Brothers and sisters, there was no nice shoe. His boots. What is shoe? Who gave you shoe? Are you getting what I'm saying here now? And that was the shoe I had to do ministry at that time. If you don't like it, leave it. If you see my suit, it was coat. I didn't even know there were three-piece suits initially for a long time, because it was at Yaba usually buy suit. So a Yaba suit does not have three-piece. It's one. And it does not have the trouser. You buy a black trouser that will fix the suit. So you want to do ministry now. The first thing you are thinking about is the kind of suit you'll be changing every week on Instagram. Yeah, no, okay, oh. May God have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Let me rush a little bit on this. So guard your heart with all diligence. Out of it flows the issue of life. What killed Gehazi was the love of money. Yes. Music minister, stop running personal ministry with your gifts. Set a structure. You are going up and down. Every money that you have, just eat every room. Set a structure around that thing and give it a lasting impact. Build ministers from that thing. Don't turn it. That money is not just to be beaten. You go, they give you 500 to your account, 200 to your account. That's why everybody's shouting everywhere, because madness is everywhere. Set a structure. As a ministry, if you are truly a minister, you must raise other ministers. There must be structure in place with which that money will not just be used for your personal gain. That is the problem that we're having. If it is not properly addressed, everybody will be going into something just for their own personal gain. Yes. Let me rush through this. Man of God, can I just rush a little bit? Man of God, just a few minutes. Because I know that a person is set still. Minister. Number six, finding a substitute for prayer to generate results. Yes, spiritual laziness. They are finding substitutes. They are looking for apps. Apps, church growth app. How to build 1,000-seater church application. You will not find the application. Every application will still teach you to go back to the field. Every application will still teach you on how to get the attention of people. You will still be finding how to get that. Because church growth, there is serious work. Somebody say serious work. Every ministry, there is serious work. Spiritual laziness has finished many, many young people. Only you stayed on Instagram for 4 hours. When it's time to pray. Yokobo Yobosh. We'll see tomorrow morning. You will not, you never, never. You will be looking for 10 people like this, you don't see them. Spiritual laziness will finish you. In the Bible, they call it labor. Labor in prayer and the word. Sir, it's labor. It's labor. It's labor. Yeah, sir, it's labor. You heard what Apostle said. How many days of prayer? I told you, sometimes we are not saying those things so that you think that it's like this. So we want you to know. You know, sometimes you observe, when people are talking, you don't need to ask me questions. If I preach, you should get a lot of answers. This year alone, I know how many days I've been on this matter. As we're praying here now, as we're praying, like yesterday, as we're talking some things, God started laying in my heart that these two things that I'm carrying, maybe I should go and get Touchlight's phone for 1 month and just get one that will be showing me my internet. Remove YouTube, remove every tube. Audit. You know, whenever you have YouTube, you're entering different tubes. Sometimes as a man of God, you put on your tab, you remove the YouTube, you remove the TikTok, you remove everything. And say for the next 1 week, I just need a Google that can show me explanations, maybe Greek meaning or teaching or studying the word of God. And remove every entertainment distraction and start laboring in the word, laboring in prayer. Before you know it, you just bring one strange doctrine and confuse everybody. If you are not willing to labor, you can never do ministry. Ministry is not for the lazy. All the people that Jesus Christ called, they were very busy people. Tax collector, busy people. They were busy. Peter will go from morning to night, catching fish. Busy man. And God said, follow me. I will give you an answer assignment that will make you more busy than this one. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Come and carry it. You know whether it's easy. You now know that the easy and the burden that is light is talking about is not what you think. Yes. To gain me is real life. Are you getting what I'm saying here right now? Is it making any sense to somebody here now? So downplaying the role of prayer. Yes, prayer is a non-negotiable tool in the 21st century. Studying the word of God. No tech tool can take the place of prayer. Tech can help you set your prayer time. It cannot help you pray. Yes, to set your prayer time for you. Alarms, everything will do it. Music ministers, you know, repeat songs. You just keep repeating only one thing. No creativity, no insight, no light. Nothing. Ocean calling out in dry. We can see that you're singing flesh. Kai. Every day I come here to preach, all of you, you know. Have I come here to preach and I'll preach a message and the same message, roundabout. If it's the same message, you will cry, you'll be tired. The same vision, the same emphasis, structured in a very different and dynamic way. It takes a lot of labor. I don't know if you get what I'm saying here. It takes a lot of labor. I can read a whole book in 2 days. What you are struggling to read in 1 year. Because I know what I must do with that information in the next week. Some of us have never read any book. This year you have been looking, you have read only table of contents and forward. You want to do ministry? You want to go and be copying people online and be listening to Romeo Osai and listening to message. People that have dug well. You don't even have cup. You want to... May God help us in the name of Jesus. Spiritualness. I'll rush this one and I'll close. Not serving your man of God with all your life. Serve your man of God with all your life. I will be reading it now. Just read it out so that I'll stop. Serve your man of God with all your life. You may never be called to a private ministry. And God will not call you to do anything when you are not diligently serving. Whether or not he calls you, you see your call to serve in your local church as ministry. Choir, prayer, ushering, that's your ministry. Stay there. Elisha didn't know he had a ministry. It was when Elijah was going that became clear. Timothy did not know anything Paul told Timothy to do was what he did. Anything Paul said, Timothy, we are going here. Yes, sir. Timothy, come back, enter the bush. Yes, sir. Timothy, you will do ministry at the back of the mountain. Okay, sir. But some people have independent spirits. Say, we are going here. Say, ah, sir, Lekki is more too. You don't even look like Lekki. Say, they will drive you away. Have you trained for where you're going? Sometimes God puts you at the backside so that you can make all the mistakes you need to make. So that by the time he's bringing you outside, they will not be seeing errors. I've never regretted where God asked me to start from. Never. I've heard many people come around and say, Pastor, with the way you're doing your church and everything, this is not your environment. This is not where you belong. Lucky. I say, brothers and sisters, no problem. I like that place, but everything has time. Everything has what? Time. And that person can be there for 20 years struggling, and somebody will come all of a sudden, enter that place, and what you could not get in 20 years, in 1 year, it is done. Timing matters. Be very careful. Serve with all your life where God has put you. Competing with those. Another one is competing with those who you should honor and learn from. Be humble and learn. When the person knows that you are competing with them, they will make it hard for you to know the secret. Eh? As soon as you declare yourself a competition, you will not know the secret. I don't know if it's one of our guys here. He just came the other day and said, Pastor, my ministry, people are not coming to church. I don't know whether he's here. And I said, okay, no problem. I went there and I just prayed for the place. I don't know whether he's here. Pastor Chido, are you around? Okay, maybe he's not around this morning. Nobody was coming to church. Only him preaching to the chair. Repent, Jesus love you. I said, don't shout like that. Your neighbors will say you're mad. You're not coming to church. Be praying prayer of declaration. Don't be preaching to church. Chair cannot hear what you're saying. Be praying prayer of declaration. You understand? You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. Chair cannot answer. The neighbors will say you are mad. And your first member would have been a neighbor. So I said, just be declaring. We are prospering in the name of Jesus. Things are working here. Light has come. The glory of God is upon here. He did his first anniversary. He said there was no chair. Less, I told him, I said, in 3 months, the God will open. See, they are gatekeepers. Oh. And did he open the gate by force? 40 days of intense prayer. I told you, I saw at Obadore Bridge, a giant monster with women wearing white everywhere. The giant monster entered the river. And all the women with their cowries and everything, they sank and I entered the city. That was 8 years ago to come in here. 40 days of intense fasting and prayer. And somebody wants to be praying, pressing Instagram and go that way. You cannot go there. There are some things you will learn. You will need foundation. These ones, they are the foundation. Instagram is the aesthetics. So you don't do the aesthetics when you don't even have a building. Associates comparing themselves with other of their mates that are pioneering ministries. So for instance, somebody can be working with Apostle as an associate and he has a friend that is pioneering a work. Don't ever compare yourself with that person. You can be a successful associate and the person become a failed pioneer. Stay on your assignment. That's more important. See, all my friends now, they have gone to do something like this. All your friends are going to do, who sends them? If they are sent, they will do well. If they are not sent, where you are, you'll be far better. Compare yourself everywhere. And say, that one. Hey, me, I'm serving so person. Elisha served. He did not know that there was anything in it. Until you are convinced clearly of what God is saying. Don't allow anybody. And God help you. Those of you that are married or those of you about to marry. If you marry a greedy woman, you are finished. Your preaching don't be like pastor. You don't be sharp. Don't be sharp as pastor. I saw one area where we can start. It's a shop. That's a greedy woman. Many men of God died before their time because they married women that were not discerning. They were carnal. They were like Lot. As far as Lot was following Abraham, listen to me. Every time Lot followed Abraham, Abraham's assignment was to rescue Lot. You know why? Lot was a problem, Abraham. Lot was always an entry problem. It was moved by the flesh. As an associate serving, you must ensure that the whole of your heart is given to that work. I don't know all the associates that are here, but you must ensure that the whole of your heart is given. Do it passionately and diligently. Your friend can see he's a pioneer and you started before and he's pioneered a church. Look at Pastor Godman Akilabi. There are many people that have been going, many of his friends have gone ahead of him. When it was time and God, everything just moved. It's by God's timing. Now, there are many people that don't have to be in that space at all because they know that God didn't call them to pioneer a work. No man taketh this honor upon himself except he's called. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes. So one of the most detestable sights of Satan is to see husband and wife enjoying marriage. So that's my last point. Handling marital decisions carelessly. For young people, handling marital decisions carelessly. Marry a person who will not allow you serve God. Satan will wait for you when it comes to marriage, rather. One of the most detestable sights for Satan is to behold two lovely people serving God together. Yes. Don't marry her because she has money. She will sponsor the ministry. You can die before your time. By the time she sponsors the ministry and she begins to ask for the shares of the ministry and you cannot provide the share, they will share the ministry. Because she can sing, that's why I'm going to marry her. And how many pastors have you seen that their wife are the number one singers in their church? Marrying for the wrong reason. So I like somebody that can sing. If you, as a man of God, you must marry a singer. Brothers and sisters, my wife does not sing anything. She can, if you give her a microphone now, it can cause problems. Yeah? But her place cannot be taken. If you think you can take the place, come. I'll use prayer to drive you away. May God help us in the name of Jesus. She carries fire. She carries enough fire. Be wise. Watch a lot. Wise before you get married. There's nothing wrong with marrying the person that carries fire. But ensure that with that fire, the person can submit to you. Because if he carries fire and you carry fire, fire plus fire, fire everywhere can scatter. Is it wrong for her to carry fire? No! Is it wrong for you to carry fire? No! But her fire must be able to submit to whatever it is that you think you carry. Are you what I'm saying now? So there are very powerful women that will marry powerful but quiet in temperament men. They are very powerful men. They must not marry fire ranger. God is not another of confusion. She will carry fire. Are you what I'm saying now? But character-wise and personality-wise, she's a little bit calm and can watch how things go. Watch the fathers of faith. If we are very discerning, sir, the kind of women standing by those men. There's a kind of woman that can marry a great man. Just know that. Maybe one of these I'll be teaching on that. How to marry a great man. Quality. In fact, it's in that book anyway. What every man wants. I've put some of those things there. There's a kind of character, if you put it around a great man, you will never last around him. Greatness has certain things that he does not tolerate. Greatness has certain things that he cannot stand. So those of you that want to go to ministry, you want to marry, you better open your eyes times 10. Know what you are going to do. Because if you marry the one that is wrong, everything can be messed up. Are we here together? Another time, I'm still here. I'll be telling us from time to time some of the things that you will need to know. Glory to God. Have you been blessed this morning?
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.